everybody, and welcome to the Final Femme. My name is Sid. I'm here with my co-host, Jack. Hi, Jack.
Hello, Sid. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing so well. I'm just lying. Okay. This movie was rough.
Yeah, it was. So for this episode, we watched The Descent, which came out August 4th, 2006. I had not seen this movie before. Jack, had you?
No, I have not. Oh, I just wrote 2005 in my notes. Maybe I'm mistaken. Oh, are we going to get to that?
I think it was like released overseas 2005 and it came to the States in 2006.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that changes everything I'm about to talk about.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway, so this movie is, let's see, directed by Neil Marshall, written by Neil Marshall, stars Shauna McDonald, Natalie Mendoza, and Alex Reed, but we'll get into the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
A brief synopsis. A caving expedition goes horribly wrong as the explorers become trapped and ultimately pursued by a strange breed of predators.
Fuck. Yeah. They do.
Yeah. They sure do. Okay. And Jack's favorite part of this movie, short, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Like an app. Hour and 39 minutes.
Yeah. Yes. Falls under Jack's rule. Woo!
Sorry, I pulled my pants back up now.
Oh my God. Yeah. Jesus Christ, Jack.
You can edit that.
Anyways. No. That's fine. Anyways, so the budget for this one was $3,500,000. Opening weekend in the U.S. and Canada, it did $8,911,330. And then gross worldwide, it did $57,130,027. So, should that some money?
Wow. That's a shoestring budget. $3.5 million?
Honestly, for like the effects they had, yeah.
In 2005, 2006? That's pretty dang good.
Yeah. Early 2000s. It is. And also, spoiler, you know how we say to you guys, some of these movies aren't squishy and you can watch them? Oh. This one's really squishy. So if you are squish-averse, I would avoid this one.
Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So the official tagline on their site is the scariest movie in Earth. Which,
I mean, I kind of like the in. That's kind of clever.
Yeah. It's fine.
Actually, some of these weren't too bad. Sid. What was your favorite?
I think I like, I'm stuck between two. I either like Afraid of the Dark, You Will Be, July 20, 2005, or Scream Your Last Breath. I think I like Scream Your Last Breath.
Yeah. I like Face Your Deepest Fear. It's pretty good. Like they're too. They're all like little puns on the depth of shit. It's good. I like that. The one that really, this
you
isn't even
much
a tagline.
Pun.
I love the pun. Uh-huh. It's fun. The one that described exactly how I felt, claustrophobia, disorientation, hallucination, fear. That was my experience of this movie.
Yes.
And that's a tagline.
That's another thing. If you have a problem with tight spaces, this is also not a movie for you.
We're going to get to that for me anyway.
Yeah. I don't feel like I'm not claustrophobic, but having to like army crawl through a tunnel, like on your belly and the cave starts shuddering. I don't like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jack's in a tight place.
I think that's it. Get it. I think that's it for me. Oh,
then we should keep moving.
Jack.
Let's get to the movie. Let's talk about what happened.
I don't see Jack. Really? Have you seen Chris? I have not seen Chris.
I have a great story about Chris. A great story. He's TikTok famous. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did not know
Well, it's because we watched Urban Legends with him, and he was so...
We did.
He was enthralled about Urban Legends after that movie. Mm-hmm. He checked out that book from the library, you know, the Urban Legends one. He's like, how many... I'm going to stop.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not
the Kama Sutra.
Well, it was a double check. It was that, and then also the Urban Legends. How can I fuck my way through the book of Urban Legends? No.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. So, but he was a good guy because he didn't say, "I'm gonna kill my friends with this book." He wasn't fucked up. He was a nice guy. He was more looking for some of the urban legend. He was gonna go find some urban legends. And so, what he ended up doing, he met up with Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. He was just hanging out in the forest, and Bigfoot's like, "What's up, bro?" And so they hung out for a little bit.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, Bigfoot's a bro. Sorry. Of course, he did the old Bloody Mary trick, say it three times. She appeared and wanted to hang out. Like, it seemed like a good party. Mm-hmm. You got a good group going so far. Mm. And then Chupacabra joined the party. And as long as Chris was throwing out some fresh meat, Chupacabra wouldn't eat him. So,
sure. Kind of a good party. Makes sense.
And then they did encounter Loch Ness Monster, too, as well. So they were all like, you know, it's getting the gang back together.
Catching a vibe.
Yeah, these urban legends hadn't seen each other in a while, so it was like a reunion. But what happened is Chris was a bit of a motorhead, and he bought James Dean's Porsche 550, a.k.a. Little Bastard. And they were zooming around the fucking hills.
Okay.
All of them in the car. I don't know how locking this fit in that thing, but they were zooming around. And
that is quite the car.
It is. Hey, it's a sports car. So they ended up crashing. And they all joined the 27 Club. They were all 27. So,
oh no,
yeah, sad day. But
wait, Chris was only 27.
Yeah, and Loch Ness and Bigfoot and Chupacabra and Bloody Mary—they're all 27.
Wow.
So
amazing. That is very tragic. What a story.
I think it had like 100,000 views on TikTok. So that's like that. You're like a big star if that happens, right?
That's crazy. I'll have to go look for that.
Yeah, I just searched research. James Dean car kills. Urban legends. I don't know. I don't know. It's like hashtags. I don't fucking know. I don't know how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, sure.
Yeah. So we lost Chris. He was probably like one of our best producers. He had a lot of movie facts and everything. Sad. But we have Lamb. Lamb arrives.
Lamb. What a name.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lamb.
Hi, just Lamb.
Happy to be here.
I swear he didn't sound like We're this over so the phone.
We're so happy to have
this recording booth's a little small, don't you think?
We will spaces. Look into that.
Oh, me neither.
Well,
we can we can agree on that.
This is gonna be a rough movie for you, bud. We'll work on it for next time.
Luckily, it's quick.
Oh, just like death.
Okay, let's get into the show.
Oh my god.
So we open on a group of women who are whitewater rafting.
Fuck this.
And we have our agreed. Absolutely the fuck not. No.
I've done this before. Mm-hmm. It's not fun. No one's laughing and having a good time. Ooh. Someone's under the raft drowning. One's got hit in the face with a paddle. One's smashed her head on a rock. This is not accurate.
Mm-hmm. My parents went whitewater rafting one time. They told me about it. I'm like, that good for you. Will never be me. Absolutely the fuck not. But good for you. I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah, I'll never go again. That was not a fun deal.
That's valid.
But they liked it.
They liked it. So we've got three women on a raft, whitewater rafting, and a dad and a daughter are watching from the banks. And the dad is Paul, and he is played by Oliver Milburn. The little girl is Jessie, and she's played by Molly Kale.
They just came along to watch mom die in a little whitewater raft.
On the raft, we've got our main character, Sarah, who is played by Shauna McDonald. And we have Beth, who is played by Alex Reed, and Juno, who is played by Natalie Mendoza.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they land the raft. They're just kind of fucking around a little bit. I think Beth pushes Juno into the water, but it's fine. What? It's shallow, so nobody's getting hurt.
Dick move. But it's cold. She's even like, holy shit, it's freezing.
Because they're in Scotland. Like, they say later in the movie, like, oh, last year we whitewater rafted in Scotland. Like, no. No, we could, like, hang out in the Highlands. We could go try some scotch. I don't need to be dancing around in fucking freezing water in Scotland.
Sounds terrible. It does. Well, Loch Ness is up there.
So. Okay. That's right. Killed Chris. He could come back for us. Just saying. Nessie never dies. So, Paul helps Juno out of the water. And then Sarah is hugging her daughter, Jessie. Great. And then they're kind of like landing the raft, like they're getting everything together. And I don't know, Paul is giving Juno a little bit of attention. And I don't know if they meant for this to be a much subtler buildup, but it's pretty early on that you clock that like Paul and Juno are like, Paul is married to Sarah, not Juno, but he's giving Juno special looks and special attention, which Sarah kind of ignores, but Beth also clocks it right away.
And I would say, I agree. I did notice that. I would say more of the looks was coming from Juno. Paul was almost ignoring it a little bit. He kind of like made a couple looks at Juno, but like Juno was like, you know, wide-eyed, like expecting some kind of reaction or something. Because they like kind of helped her out of the water because she's the one that got knocked in. And so he was helping her out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it made it, oh, I don't know. I guess maybe that's just like Paul's better at cheating then. Maybe Juno sucks at it, because I don't think it was that Paul wasn't interested in Juno. They were clearly fucking. Anyways. Which, I mean, we find that out later. So.
Uh-oh. I didn't pick up
on Beth it. Tells Sarah. What?
The fucking part. I didn't pick
the
up
The fucking?
On, yeah, I didn't pick up on that.
Oh, yeah. It's later in the movie.
Ah, okay.
So Beth tells Sarah, like, go ahead. We'll get this together. So Sarah, Paul, and Jessie leave. And they are driving away in the car, and it drives me fucking crazy when this happens. So Sarah is turned around. She's talking to her daughter, Jessie, who's in the back seat. And Paul is just kind of like not really engaging in the conversation. He's just kind of being quiet. And Sarah's like, what's wrong? And Paul's like, oh, I'm fine. What's wrong? I'm fine. They do this back and forth. And Paul just straight up stares at her while he is driving for a good like minute. And I'm sorry, I don't want to watch anybody die, but also, like, it's your own fucking fault, you stupid asshole. Eyes on the road.
Yeah,
what Paul's are you eyes some, are not on the road.
What are you, some, like, teenager in a Scream movie or something like that? And you, like, had to reach back and get your cassette tape? What? That happened in Urban Legends. Yeah, you're damn right.
Yeah, but that's not Scream, Jack.
It's very Scream-like. That's all I'm saying.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, we just got here.
It was the fucking 90s. Or 2000s. I know. There's 2000s in this one.
This is the 2000s, so we can make fun of them. So Paul is not watching where he's going. He is looking at Sarah, yelling at her, basically, while they're arguing. And so Paul hits a car, which has like copper rods that come out of nowhere and slam through the driver's side. And so they go through Paul's head and Jessie. So Paul and Jessie are dead.
I would ticket this van driver for not securing his load. Because like, what are you doing? Like, you just got like this shit on your roof. And it just like just falls off. It's not even like strapped in or anything.
Right.
That's like the big
final destination scarred us all. All of us know not to drive behind a car with. Well, that's actually Final Destination too. But whatever. You don't drive behind a truck with logs in it or copper wires, whatever.
Or have a head on collision with a van with copper. Yeah. Well, OK. There's so many dangers in the world.
Eyes on the road, people.
Yeah.
So Sarah wakes up alone in the hospital. Everything is tinted green, and she gets up and she starts wandering through the hospital hallways. But as she's walking, the lights are shutting off behind her. So she starts running to avoid the lights shutting off. It's the metaphor. You got to murmur. So she's running. She's screaming. It's getting dark. She crashes into Beth. And so now we're back in the real world. And Beth just kind of holds her as Sarah collapses and cries because her husband and daughter are dead. And Juno's there, too. But Juno's just kind of standing back and watching. And then she's like, I'm sorry, I can't stay. And Juno runs off crying. Like, girl, could you make it any more obvious that you're banging her husband? Like, damn.
Yeah, more upset about losing Paul than her friend losing her daughter and her husband. Okay.
Right. Okay. Cool. Thanks, Juno. So then we get the title screen. The Descent. I wish it
With a title answer. Like that, where could you go from here?
Down. Only go up.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Oh, we watched two different movies.
The Ascent.
The Ascent. So now it is 1 year later in the Appalachian Mountains in the U.S. of A. So we get the sense that like Sarah and Beth are driving, and they are British. Juno is American. I think one of them's Scottish. One of them is like German, maybe.
Oi.
They were. I think one of this, it doesn't matter, but we get the sense that like Juno plans these big kind of adventure trips every year. So yeah, that's why they were whitewater rafting in Scotland last year.
Yeah, she's definitely the leader of the trip, the friend trips.
Yes. Yeah. So last year was whitewater rafting in Scotland. This year is cave diving in the Appalachian Mountains, because they can't just do something chill, Juno.
Can, honestly,
like, let's go wine tasting. Let's get a coffee.
Yeah. Do you think Sarah needs this kind of fucking shit in her life right now? No. I'll answer that for you, Sid.
Right? Sarah also does the thing that I don't like, which is like, if you don't want to be somewhere, don't go. Right. Don't be there with your attitude the whole time. I cannot stand that. I had a roommate who used to do that. She would come to parties because she wanted to be at the party because that's where everyone was. But then she'd have a bad attitude the whole time. And then I had to babysit her. And it's like, just stay home.
Anyways, yes.
Sorry. That's an aside. But
no, I agree. Because, you know, okay, Sarah has a reason to be depressed, obviously, right?
Of course.
Yes. But she is. It is kind of a thing. I mean, I'm sure Juno is expecting this trip to be the like, we're going to get you back to hanging out with the friends and like kind of pull you out of your slump. But I can kind of see, like, Sarah does this at the beginning, but it kind of goes on a little too long. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm being an asshole for saying, like, you're upset that your family died. Come on, like, get out of it. But it is
get
weird
over to, it good.
Yeah. It is weird to go on a trip with your friends, and because they're all, you know, all of them are kind of aware of what's going on. So it's going to come up at some point. And anytime it does, she immediately gets, like, very despondent and shuts down. So,
yeah. I think it just goes back to, I didn't really like Sarah as a character. She kind of drove me nuts. So it was hard for me to like feel bad for her, even though of course you feel bad for her, but she's annoying. Anyway, it's not me harping on some girl who lost her family.
The only way to feel better about your husband and daughter being 6 feet under is by going 600 feet under.
I'm so glad you're here, Lamb.
I love Lamb. I love Lamb.
I bet you do. I bet you fucking do. Great. Anyways.
Oh my God. That's so good.
Where was I?
So she's being annoying and a Debbie Downer.
And kind of. Sorry, girl. So Beth and Sarah pull up to the cabin. Juno meets them there. And oh my God, this can be the best trip ever. I'm so happy you're here. Great. They go inside and there are other ladies inside. So we meet the rest of the group.
Mm-hmm.
We meet Sam, who is played by Mianna Buring. Rebecca, who is played by Saskia. And then Sam and Rebecca are the Mulder sisters. So Rebecca's the older one, I think, and Sam's the younger one.
Yeah, they were usually together in the movie. So I just kind of paired them together. Yeah.
Just kind of put them together. Rebecca and Sam are sisters.
Yes, it's hard to determine who is who in this movie for me.
Well, a lot of it's in the dark, too. So
that, too. Yes.
Then we meet Holly, who is played by Nora Jane Noon. So they're just kind of hanging out at the cabin, like catching up. Like, oh, my God, what have you been up to? I think Sam is in medical school. Holly and Juno are kind of dating or hooking up. We're not really sure. Yeah, there's a little bit of something.
They call her they call Holly Juno's protege, which I don't know if that's just like a weird way to reference, like, yeah, they're dating. But Holly is definitely like a thrill seeker like Juno is. I just wrote she's edgy in my note. So
edgy. So they're just kind of hanging out, catching up, catching some giggles, and nothing really happens.
Catching some giggles. That's great. I love that.
Yeah, I don't know where the fuck that phrase came from. Get you some giggles.
It might have been the part where Holly and Sam go out in the back porch to smoke some weed, brah, you know? Catching some giggles.
Yes, they did.
Uh-huh.
Catching some gigs. Yeah, so they're all just kind of hanging out. Nothing really happens.
They kind of
go to bed.
Reconnect. They, like, get shit-faced and, like, kind of hang out. Which, this is what I would do. This is what I'd rather do. Not go caving. Fuck that shit. I just go to a cabin, like, and hang out with my friends.
Just hang out for the weekend. Exactly.
Crack open one of these guys. You know? Thanks, David.
Wow, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vanessa. So night falls, and like Jack said, Holly and Sam are outside getting high. Sam is talking about jumps and climbs that she has done before, and Holly's kind of bitching because the cave they're going to go to is boring. It's for tourists. Blah, blah, blah. Like,
shut up, Holly.
Yes. God. Anyways, Holly's annoying. So then Juno pops up and she's like, Holly, have I ever let you down? So again, I kind of had a little bit of an affinity for Juno, but she is causes so many fucking problems in this movie.
Well, yeah, she does. There's also a part where I just wrote, everything is fine until Holly mentions wanting to have kids, and then Sarah immediately gets sad again. Mm. And it's like, okay. Like, yeah. Anytime something is mentioned about, like, family or husband or kids, Sarah's just like, oh, shit, fuck this, why am I here? And, you know, I guess part of it is understandable. But, like you said.
Yeah, like, it's valid, but then stay home.
Yeah.
Does that mean? That's mean. I'm sorry. That's mean. I know, but, like, I don't know. Pick a different activity, maybe.
Definitely pick a different activity.
Or go to therapy.
Start with that.
Go to therapy and don't jump down fucking caves, you nut job. Anyways.
All the cavers are going to bed. Right in. God.
Yeah, all you cavers are going to be like, how dare you? Caving is my therapy. Is that the term, caving? I don't think it is. It is now.
That sounds right. I mean, hold on. On the fly research. Let's see.
On the cavers. Fly research, baby.
Wow, that's not what I tried to type that, but.
Oh, no.
Yeah, caver. Explores a person who explores caves for recreational, scientific, or educational purposes.
See, I know things, motherfuckers.
Yeah, cut that out and just pretend Sid knew that.
Yeah, definitely. We're so transparent. So everyone goes to bed, but Sarah can't sleep, so she stares out the window for a while. Cool. The glass shatters, and then she wakes up from a nightmare. Great. Next morning, Juno's jogging like a fucking psychopath at 6 a.m., even though they spent all night drinking. The fuck?
Juno is, like, it's weird, because you would expect a personality type of Juno to be like, oh, partying, man, waking up at, like, 11 a.m. No, she wakes up and goes jogging before they go caving. Like, what is, that's crazy.
Through the woods, too. Like, I can do running, like, running along a path, running in the gym, but like running through the woods where I could trip and fall on my face, like, no.
Sure,
I don't need the help. I can fall down on my own. Thank you.
Anyway. I just put exercising on vacation as a crime. Like, that's insane.
I used to be an exercise on vacation. Sit. Really. I know.
You're getting arrested. I'm putting the handcuffs on you this time.
No, that's valid. Mm-hmm. I know. I was one of those people. Not at 6 a.m., though. I'm not a psycho.
Okay, yeah, 7 a.m. is much better.
Anyways. So Juno wakes everyone up, and she is kind of annoying about it. She does, like, the splits for some reason while she's telling people to get up. It's like, okay. Like,
the standing splits?
Yeah. She's,
she, like, pulls her leg up. Is that what that's called? I don't know.
Works for me. She's very flexible. They all get up, they get their shit together, they go outside, and they take a little group photo, which, foreshadow. Not everyone's coming back from this group photo. Burr, burr, burr. So anyway, yeah. And then they drive to the campsite, and then Sarah's just, like, doing too much while she drives. She either goes from being mopey and sad to, like, oh, I'm gonna drive like an idiot, and I'm so fun. Who's sad? Not me.
She's fucking, girl, like, calm down. Evil Knieveling through the woods with her, like, Bronco or whatever the hell that is, and, like, ramping and shit. And it's like, what are you doing? Even the people in the car are like, slow the fuck down, sir. What are you doing? You're, like, risking our lives before we go risk our lives caving.
Yeah. Quit getting ahead of yourself. So, like, this is okay. So, Beth and Juno are the two people that I, ended up kind of liking the most. Juno, because, I don't know, she's just very resourceful. And Beth, because Beth is a really good friend.
Juno has the most defined personality.
Yes.
And for sure. Don't take this the wrong way, Sid, which I'm sure you won't. I don't need a movie with five fucking white women that all look the same. It's really hard to fucking tell the difference between them all. I'm sorry.
What are you fucking trying to say, Jack?
I knew you were going to take this the wrong way.
One of them was blind on the trip. There's room for all of us blinds. God. Such a jerk.
Oh, my God. That was so good.
How dare you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. They should have thrown a couple more blondes in there.
Yes.
Maybe a redhead, like, just so I can tell the difference. I'm sorry.
Well, because Sarah's blonde, Beth is a brunette, and then the rest of them are kind of different shades of brunette. And then Juno is not white, like Jack said.
True. Juno is, you know, she stands out. She's different from the rest, both in personality and ethnicity.
Yeah. She also, like, proves her worth by the end of this movie. Like, she is a fucking survivor. She was interesting to watch. How about that? And a lot of them were kind of boring to watch.
Yes. A lot of
them. Okay, don't be a perv. You're like, oh, yes. Yeah, she was.
Okay, yeah, okay.
How dare
you? He did the split standing up. Come on.
yeah.
No, like you said, she's the most resourceful. So, like, you can tell she's the one that's experienced in the group. She's the leader because she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, and they know, too, because they keep deferring to her.
Exactly.
Even when they shouldn't. I mean, she's still exactly. She's still a bad guy, but she's interesting.
Yeah. Not like an... Okay, we're about to get to this because...
We'll get to it, yeah. Let's right now. Let it unravel. So, unravel. Anyway, so they get to the campsite and Holly is whining because she thinks the caves are going to be boring. Again, Holly's kind of a whiner.
Wah.
They pack up, gear up, and then they're going to start walking to where the caves are, and Juno knows where it is, but Juno, like, leaves the book in the car.
That's the first. She's, like, kind of looking at it like, I don't need this shit. So my first reaction is like, okay, she just thinks she's full of herself and thinks she already knows the cave system that they're going to.
Yeah, which is, that was kind of my thought at first, yes. Too. So they're walking along the trail. Holly stops to take a picture of a dead deer. They keep hiking. And then Rebecca's like, hey, just so you know, when you go underground, you could get panic attacks, hallucinations, deprived of oxygen, like all this just laundry list of shit. And again, to Jack's point, why are we not just sitting in the cabin all weekend drinking and reminiscing and getting snacks?
You could go down a dark hole with alcohol. You don't need to do it in real life. And I'm sorry.
Jack's tagline for the movie. You could go down the dark hole with alcohol.
Yeah. What was that other tagline? You face your deepest fear, alcohol. Let's do it. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
It's just going to be them binging seasons 1 through 25 of Intervention.
That'd be pretty good.
Great show, by the way. Yeah.
I want to go back one second because I want to establish that Holly has a video camera. She's recording all of this stuff. So she's like the influencer. She's got to get that votes for the gram of the dead elk. Because she's like, oh, like up in its face. Like, look at this shit. And everyone's like, ugh, what are you doing? Holly's weird.
Yeah. Holly tries very hard to be edgy. And it can get kind of trying. So Juno leads them to the mouth of the cave. And she rappels down first. And then Sarah. And then Beth. And then Holly. And then Rebecca. And then Sam. Yesterday.
I saw the hole and I said, fuck no.
The same. It's like, nope.
No, absolutely I'm not doing that. Why are they all on board for this? I don't understand.
Yeah. I don't get it. Because you could be like, let's do adventure trips and be like, oh yeah, maybe. And then you say the adventure and I'll be like, no, I'll stay in the cabin.
I'll go hiking. I'm not going in a hole.
I'll go hiking.
Yeah. I'm not doing it.
That'd be like if we went skiing, like a ski vacation, I'd like go down a sled on my butt and then I would sit in the lounge with the fire and some cocoa or some wine or whatever and just hang out.
And then, you know, Jack, the expert skier, you know, the Black Diamonds is like looking at the hole in the ice and like, let's go down there. That looks like a good idea. Like, what the fuck are you?
Let's do that.
Part of this movie makes me feel weird. Like, am I just not adventurous? Like, that's what this movie kind of makes me feel like sometimes. Like, do I just not have the right group of friends that is, like, pushing me to be adventurous? And then by the end of this movie, I'm like, no. I'm justified in how I feel.
Yeah, I feel like it's self-preservation and not lacking in an adventurous spirit. Self-preservation in this economy. All right. So, like Jack said, Holly is videoing the experience. And then Sarah finds bloody finger indents in the rocks. And then gets attacked by bats. Like, nope. Absolutely not. No, thank you.
And she doesn't fucking say anything? That'd be the time to be like, hey, guys, check out these bloody claw marks. She's dumb. I hate Sarah.
The amount of times Sarah just doesn't say anything, drives me up the fucking wall. She's like, oh, that's weird. I guess I'll just tell nobody. Okay, thanks, Sarah. That was really helpful. You stupid cow.
What a protagonist.
They're British. They can call them a cow. Yes. Fucking British bloody, people say cow, isn't it?
Fucking bloody cow.
What a cow. Bloody cow.
Yeah, I just wrote.
Terrible. Anyways.
CGI bats almost kill Sarah because they're pretty, pretty rough.
I mean, yeah. I like bats. I just don't want them to fly at my face.
Ugh. They eat you.
What?
Bats.
Well, not if they're CGI. Plus, I like Dracula.
If okay, let me guess. All right. The bat boy.
So the women descend lower. What? What? Huh? What
is it? I said I think Dracula is like the bad boy of the fucking monsters or whatever. So that might be why you like Dracula. Is that am I wrong?
Okay, Lam,
I know you don't listen to this show, but you come on, back me up.
It's not just that. There's also a gothy castle. It's very vibey. It's very fancy and pretty. And if you're going to have to like bed down with a monster, at least Dracula's romantic.
I want the mummy. I don't even want to see what's going on there.
Who wants to fuck the mummy? It's me. Just dust. Why?
Bring it on.
What? Okay, only if Brendan Fraser is involved.
Hell
and
yeah.
And Rachel Weisz. Let's
okay,
let's
but those two
there.
Aren't the mummy. Okay.
Emotep, they're in the mummy.
Hot as fuck. I know they are, but they're not the mummies.
That movie is a study in bi-panic. You've got Brendan Fraser, Rachel Weisz, Emotep, Anaxuna Moon, the head of the Magi. Like, everyone's hot in that movie.
Benny.
It's ridiculous.
I stopped in your tracks right there, said.
Plus, with the mummy, you don't have to grab a towel afterwards.
Exactly! You got cleanup right there. Cleanup supplies.
My parents listen to this. Oh my god. Anyways. The women descend lower.
No. We are not fucking cutting that.
No, you can keep it. It's
my parents don't listen. So.
That explains so much, Jack.
Yes, I'll say anything.
Great. So the women descend lower down a narrow cave. Juno leads again, and then they find a standing spot, and she lights a red flare, and the ladies explore for a bit. And then Sarah keeps hearing her dead daughter giggling, which again, if I'm going to explore a cave, I don't want it to be with someone who's like not doing that great mentally. Yeah, creepy.
That was my laugh. I wasn't trying to imitate anything from this movie. I was having a good time.
That's just how you laugh. Yeah. I just laugh like a little dead girl.
Wow. You didn't have to add the dead part. Jesus.
Sorry. I'm fucking on one today. Sorry. So, yeah, Sarah just explores her dead daughter's giggle in the cave for no fucking reason. Okay. And then Juno kind of jump scares her. They take a snack break and a water break.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
We're going to move back. This is the worst part of the fucking movie. When they're going through the caves. Yes. The claustrophobia.
Not later.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather be. Never mind.
Okay.
The claustrophobia is real. This is terrible. I hate this fucking movie because of this shit. This is the worst part.
It. Yeah. So it does, it gets a little rough. Juno does apologize to Sarah a year late, but Juno apologizes to Sarah for not staying at the hospital. And I'm like, did you just not talk to her for a year if you're just now apologizing?
Exactly.
Bro? Like, good, the fuck?
Good point, Sid. Good point. Like, what a good friend you are. By the way, I forgot to mention, sorry your family died.
Sorry I abandoned you in literally the worst moment of your entire life. We good? No.
That's why I think, like you said, Beth. Is the best character as far as like for Sarah, because it seems like Sarah's been there for her as like a emotional support for as a friend. So
yeah, Beth is definitely an excellent friend to Sarah. She seems to be the only one actually checking in on Sarah's well-being. I don't know that she wanted Beth or that she wanted Sarah to be here. Because in the beginning she's like, we can just go. We can tell Juno you couldn't do it. And Sarah's like, no, I'm fine, bitch.
I'm sure Beth
know your limits. No, you're
liked
not.
That advice at some point in the movie here.
We'll get to it.
Also, this movie is dark.
Yeah, figuratively and literally.
Oh, well, sure, yes. I meant literally. Wait. Like, I can't see shit.
Oh, yeah, it is. This one was hard to take notes on because you're like, wait, who? What?
What white chick is on screen right now? God damn it.
What white monster is attacking her?
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Probably a man.
You know what? They were all men. Thank you for pointing that out, Jack.
Except for one. We'll get to that. Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Jack remembered something I forgot. Let's do it. Mm. All right. So, yeah. So Juno apologizes to Sarah. And then Sarah makes it weird and kind of goes off on her own to explore. Which, again, is fair that she made it weird. Because, like, Juno waited a year. But, yeah, why the fuck are you going off to explore, you dipshit?
What? I don't understand this. Like, I want, like, if I go caving, and I won't, I want a, like, I want a rope, like, umbilical cord attached to the fucking entrance of the cave, and I'm not fucking, I'm not straying from that. I'm gonna be tied to that damn thing throughout the entire cave experience.
It's just gonna be Jack drawing little circles in the front entrance, like, you guys coming back?
I will stay at the entrance, where I can see the light, you know, the thing that we need.
That's valid. Mm. So, I think that's why Sarah gets on my nerves. She's really hard to root for. She makes a lot of dumb choices, and the ending doesn't feel earned.
So she doesn't become a protagonist until the last three quarters of the movie.
So annoying.
She, if anything, she is noticing things that should be mentioned to the rest of the group, and she doesn't say a fucking thing. So
she doesn't say shit. So, yes, exactly. So she finds the next passage, but then Rebecca tells Juno that the path looks wrong, and Juno kind of brushes her off, and they start crawling through, and this is the part Jack's talking about, because you can't walk through it. You gotta, when you're crawling, you're on your stomach, you're kind of army crawling through this very tight little space, and I'm not claustrophobic, but even this would fuck with me. Like
This is terrible. I hated watching this. I'm claustrophobic. Yeah. I did not like this. And then I had to watch it five fucking times because they all had to go through it.
Yeah. So I think Sarah's our last person to get through it. Right. And she's going through, but she gets stuck. And so Beth is right before Sarah. So she sees that Sarah's stuck. And so she kind of wiggles her way back to try to help Sarah, basically because Sarah's panicking, which is making it worse. And she's like, you got to calm down. You can't unstick until you stop panicking. So she tries to tell her some dumbass joke. Kind of works. And then she's guiding Sarah a little bit, and then the cave starts to shudder like it's gonna fall on them, and she's like, okay, we have to go now, move your ass. And so they
fuck the jokes.
Yeah, so like Beth kind of pulls her through the cave, but they lose the rope bag in the process, so they lose some of their tools. Mm-hmm. And the cave crashes behind them, so now one of their exit points is cut off.
Wow, Jack drawing circles near the entrance sounds pretty nice right now, doesn't it?
I told you I wouldn't go in this stupid game.
Jesus. Also, before she gets the cave-in part happens, Rebecca says that she's like, oh, this isn't what it looked like in the book. So it's like, okay, Rebecca read the book and is kind of knows, or maybe thinks she knows, what the cave system's supposed to look like. And Juno laughs.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, don't trust what you read in books.
That's why I don't trust books. Like,
right. And it's like, well, she's not Final Fin material, so I'll see what happens to her.
Oh, boy. So, yes, thank you. That's a good, another good foreshadow point. So they are in the cave, but like I said, that tunnel's blocked off now. And then Rebecca is saying, this is only one of the ways out. Like, don't worry, we can find a different way out. And then she tells Juno to check the book. And Juno's like, oh, actually, I didn't bring it. I didn't think we needed it. And then Beth pipes up and she's like, oh, that's okay, because we're on the flight plan. So if we don't, which I guess a flight plan is like I think it's within parks, you like tell them what cave you're going down so that if you don't show up by a certain time, they know to come looking for you. Smart.
Yeah.
But then we find out that Juno has led them not on that cave because it's boring. And she took them down a different cave that no one's ever been down before. So literally no one knows where they are. And now they're trapped in a fucking cave that's never been explored. Cool.
So now I like Rebecca as a character better because she was actually thinking it through and like, okay, there's these extra entrances or exits and they know where we're at. All that's thrown out the window because Juno is a hard-headed bitch who doesn't admit this to anyone. And you know her reasoning for wanting to do this unexplored cave system? It's because, oh my God, if we make it through, we'll get to name it after someone. And she says it to Sarah. She's like, well, I thought we'd call it like Sarah Tunnel or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
What a dumbass reason.
Yeah, the way she's trying to sell it to Sarah is like, I did it for you. And later Sarah's like, you did this for you. It wasn't for me. Yeah.
No, that's accurate.
For your ego.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which if you're going to do that.
Definitely for Juno's ego.
It should have just been Juno and Holly on this little trip, this little suicidal trip of theirs.
Yeah, because you know Holly would have been down. If Juno had been like, we're going to go explore a brand new cave, Holly would have been like, let's fucking do it. But Juno had to trick everybody into it because Juno is still holding on to guilt that we'll get into later.
Yeah. I wrote, if they get hungry, they need to eat Juno.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. Or they can eat Sarah. She's annoying.
You thought way too long about that. You're not coming to the cave system with me, Sid.
I'm not going to the cave system.
Well, good. You're not
invited. At all. Good.
I will be the only one swinging from my umbilical cord rope. That thing going on there. So
it's gonna pick you up like 5 hours later, like, you good, buddy? You want to come on?
I've just been swinging in the mouth of this cave this whole time, haven't even moved.
Can I go home now? So we find out Juno has lied. The caves they're supposed to be in are the Borum caverns, but like Juno and Holly are like, oh, those are boring. But the second Juno is like, Holly's right. These caves are boring. Holly's like, don't you fucking lump me in here with you. I didn't lie to these people. You did.
Yeah, I felt like she knew more than she was letting on there.
I agree.
Holly's part of the problem. Because Holly is that same mindset of like, fuck yeah, bro, do this shit. Like, she probably egged Juno on and be like, yeah, fucking lie to your friends and like, we'll go to this unexplored cave system that no one knows about. Good times.
Yeah, I agree. So they all yell at Juno, rightly so.
Understandably, yes.
Because now they're trapped in this cave and they don't know if there's another way out. So, but the only thing to do is to keep going because they can't stay in this little locked in spot that they're in. And then Beth yells at Juno again. She's basically like, you did this to help Sarah? Like, this is some bullshit. This isn't helping Sarah. And then Juno, like, just kind of looks at Beth, and she's like, we all lost something in the crash that day. I'm like,
ooh.
Girl.
There you go.
Girl.
Is that the reference you were talking about earlier? About her fucking paw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's also later, too. But, yeah, I mean, because I get the sense that, like, Beth clearly clocked that a while ago, that Juno was sleeping with Sarah's husband.
Gotcha. Okay. I thought that was a reference to, like, Juno lost Sarah as a friend that day. Maybe I'm... No, okay.
Nah, Juno lost the dude she was fucking.
Wow, Jack is thick-headed.
You're good.
Thick as the caves.
Oh, yeah. So,
oh, that's not good.
Oh, in my notes, after that line, I said, Juno was totally fucking Paul. I don't know why I wrote that down. I already knew that.
You know what? Hey, you gotta reiterate it, you know? I don't know if you mentioned this, too, but like Sarah at some point is looking around and sees something, and it disappears.
I don't think I mentioned that.
She doesn't. This is where I was wrote. Like, she's not bringing up any of this. She saw the bloody claw marks. She saw something in the cave that like disappeared real quick, which I can kind of chalk up to like, okay, she's like seeing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, those are two things already that you haven't like been like, hey, Juno, by the way, I saw some shit.
Yeah. I don't.
They're a little upset with Juno. So I guess.
But especially when she comes down, they first get down to the cave and they see the bloody, she sees the bloody index. I'd tell somebody.
Maybe it's right there. Everyone can see it.
But
sure.
Yeah. So they're exploring and they come to a cliff's edge. And so it's like an edge, but they have to put up the caving equipment along the ceiling so that they can make a little rope pulley system so they can pull each other across so they can keep going, basically.
This is intense and not for amateurs. What are they doing?
Yeah. That's the thing, too. Like, you get the sense that Juno and Holly know what they're doing and everyone else hasn't really done this before, which is why they were going to go in the tourist caves. Anyways.
God, pissing me off.
So Rebecca is the one who she gets the rope around her and then she has to kind of pull herself along, put up a carabiner, link the rope through it, and then keep going, which is so much upper body strength. And this actress does a really good job showing you how much this would hurt.
It's insane. Like, it takes her a while because she's like, she reaches, she like gets the thing, the anchor put up in there, and then like has to like recuperate here a little bit while hanging there, and then like gather the strength to do it again. And it's just, it's crazy. Like, it's, I can't imagine how difficult that would be.
No, I would fall and die. This would not be the adventure for Sydney.
Well, and before she's climbing across, they throw a flare to the other side.
Yeah.
And it shows like how big the gap is. It's huge. They even do the like throw the rock down, see how long it takes to hit the bottom.
It falls for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's a while. So Rebecca makes it over and she essentially secures a line where everyone can hook their carabiners and lie on their back essentially in the air and pull themselves over.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulls her little sister Sam over first and she's like, oh, you made that look easy. And Sam's like, you made it look hard. I'm like, you hung on your back and pulled yourself on a rope. Your sister hung up with her body weight and put carabiners over an open cavern. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Sam, go be a doctor or some shit. Like what you're supposed to be doing.
Energy.
Do you want, if you were a doctor, you want to, like, would you be going caving as a doctor? Like, I worked so hard to get to this far. Do you think I'm going to waste it dying in a cave?
No. Dying in a cave? Absolutely not. No. Maybe she's a mortician. I don't know. So.
Doctor.
Doctor. So then they all essentially come across, but then Sarah makes a comment to Juno when it's just Sarah and Juno on the other side. And she's like, was this for me or was this for you? Who is for both of us? And Sarah just gives her a look. And so now it's just Juno on the other side. And she starts undoing the carabiners as she's coming because they lost the rope bag. So she's like, we're going to need all the supplies we can get.
Smart.
It is smart. And it's, again, a ton of upper body strength because Juno is having as tough of a time as Rebecca. So they're impressive.
Yeah.
And Juno also notices that there is previous caving equipment in the rocks, but it's from like 100 years ago. So someone's been down here, but not in a very long time. Foreshadow.
Yeah, it's when Rebecca's throwing the lines across or like doing the anchors, I think she misses the last one and happens to see something.
Yeah.
Jutting out of the rock that she attaches to. And that's this, like, it looks like a giant railroad spike or something. It's like a really old school.
It's like iron.
Anchoring. Yeah. And Juno almost slips and falls on the last.
Yeah.
Pulling the last one out, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Because when she drops, Rebecca's holding the rope and the rope like zips through because it's suddenly holding Juno's weight falling. And Rebecca gets a nasty rope burn. Ooh, her hands are bleeding. Hands.
Yeah. That would hurt really bad.
Mm-hmm. So Sam kind of patches up her sister. And then they're just kind of talking about the fact about the old equipment. And then Holly leads them to the next spot and they make it down. So, it's a lot of this. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. All that means. So they find the 100-year-old anchor. And what that means is that someone had been down there, but it was quote unquote unexplored. So that means that the people who ever put that there didn't make it back.
Which is a sign. Yes. Thank you. So they make it down to this open area and they, at first, they've just got their headlamps on, and Juno's like, come on, we need to keep moving, and someone tells Juno to light a flare, and they see these huge they see cave paintings, and Juno's like, we don't have the time for this, and Beth is like, wait, look at the cave painting. There's an exit here, and there's an exit here, which means there's another way out. So
yeah, so they have some kind of hope
that
they're not just hopelessly going to nothing, to go die in a hole, basically. Because of the cave-in from the other entrance. They have potentially a way to get out of here, which, oh, man. I don't know if I would have got that from that cave painting. It was pretty rudimentary, but
I wouldn't either, but I did like Beth's line earlier where she's like, I'm an English teacher. I'm not Tomb Raider. I'm like, hell yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Same. So now they're lost, and they're kind of starting to panic and snipe at each other a little bit more. I had a question because Juno is holding up a lighter to different parts of the cave to see the wind catching it. So is that just like, is that good air or does that mean like this is not blocked off and air is circulating so we can go down this tunnel?
She's finding the draft. Okay. The air is moving and that tells her which way potentially is out because there's, you know.
Oh, okay.
The air is telling that. They also, there's like a weird, so this is like the first time we see one of the creatures. It's like a silhouette, but it is, yes. It's dripping and growling, and it's like, oh shit, so something's there.
They're so like, loud. Like, shh, attack me quietly, please.
Oh, that's what you want. It, oh, okay.
Let's keep it polite. Shh.
You know what attacks quietly? A mummy. Because they got that bandage on their mouth.
You know what attacks romantically? Dracula, because he kisses your neck before he chomp chomps.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Oh, that's so cute.
He's so romantic. Anyways. Oh. Where was and, I?
Anyway, they use the lighter trick to find where to go. Or Juno is using the lighter trick.
Yeah. And then.
Oh. This is where fucking Holly sucks. She's like, yeah, man, fuck yeah. It's like, she's like, X gaming all the fucking caving shit. So she like jumps through a hole because she like sees light and she's like, oh, this is obviously where the way to go. And even Juno's like, no, don't follow that. And Holly just jumps through it. She's careless as shit. And she falls.
Well, yeah, and she go ahead.
She just falls down a hole. Holly does. And she's like grabbing the edge, trying not to fall. Juno grabs her arm, but it's her hand slips out. So Holly ends up falling all the way down and like fucking up her leg.
Oh, she snaps that leg. The bone pokes through the skin.
Yeah. Love it.
Which, again, if you haven't been down this, wouldn't you, especially as an experienced caver, know that you're not supposed to run, especially if you've never been there before? Like, what are you doing?
I don't think Holly is experienced at caving. Maybe not. I think she's just a thrill seeker. Like, Juno's the experienced one. Holly doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. And she's just letting her, like, let me impress my girlfriend. Feelings get ahead of like actually being thinking this through and not going just that jumping ahead like that.
Okay, I also had another cave question, and it's okay if you don't know it. It popped into my mind.
I got it.
And it was
got the answer.
Got it. Because she was doing the lighter thing, and I know you said that's because of the draft, but is it also they want to keep moving because there's only so much oxygen down there? Like, are they in danger of breathing in too much carbon dioxide because they're in a cave? Or is it big enough that that's not really an issue?
I don't know. That's a good question. I would say in the beginning where they were going through the fucking little snail tunnel or whatever they want to call that, like maybe then. I don't know. I'm not really sure. That's a good question.
Just popped into my mind. Okay. So yeah, like Jack said, Holly is racing through like an idiot, falls down a hole, smacks into the wall as she's falling, which is why her leg snaps and the bone pokes through. Gross.
Stick it out.
Nasty.
So of course,
so the women. Go ahead.
It just forces all of them to go down and like rescue her, which is like, god damn it! Like
that's true because they probably wouldn't have gone down that hole if Holly hadn't fallen down it, which maybe the rest of this movie wouldn't have happened. Thanks, Holly.
Holly sucks.
Also, thanks, Juno. This is your fault too.
Well, yeah. Sure. First and foremost, yes.
Yeah. So they all go down to where Holly is, and Sam, the one who's starting to be a doctor, she's like, okay. Holly, I'm going to need you to bite down on this because we're going to have to push that bone back in.
Oh, so do you really?
Tense around it. Oh, and I will give the actresses all the credit because when they're doing the rock climbing, hanging thing, when they're pushing the bone back in, like when they're screaming, they do such a good job of making this look real. Like it really hurts. It's rough.
All the actresses in this were really good. They sold.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything. Yeah.
Yes. So the women are kind of holding on to Holly and that someone puts something in her mouth so she can bite down. And Sarah is just exploring on her own. Like,
well, she hears
not
little
part of the group.
Children giggles.
The fuck, bro. But like I said, so when Sam snaps Holly's leg back in place, Holly does a really good job screaming. And you're like, you feel that when she screams.
Yeah. I also want to say the child giggles. Totally 2000. It was the 2000s. Kids had to be in every goddamn
movie. Is that a child giggling? A 2000s movie. Children. Yeah. 2000s. That's fair. And this was not one where I'm like, cool, a creepy kid. I just thought it was kind of annoying. And again, I don't know how Holly didn't pass out. I feel like I would pass out from that pain.
God. Hey, well, you know what? Mm. It's extreme, bro. So at least she's getting a little dose of the meds that she wants.
So extreme. So then Sarah, while she's following her dead child's giggles, finds a humanoid creature and Juno's like, hey, what are you doing? Come back. And Sarah tries to tell her. This time she tries to tell her about it. And Juno kind of blows her off. She's like, you're hallucinating. We're all freaked out. It's fine.
She also finds a helmet, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
There's like a helmet. And she's examining that. And that's when she hears all the gooshy noises. And then she looks up and is like, what the fuck is that thing? It's like a little, like, wow, it's a humanoid, like, pale skin freak thing.
It's like alabaster white. Like, it's never seen the sun. It's like it's blind in its eyes. It looks like a person, but it screeches and hisses like it's a creature. Mm-hmm. It's got long teeth and claws. Ben, Sarah wants to ask the creepy character for help. Like, ma'am,
God,
that thing is not a person.
Sarah.
Sarah's dumb.
She deserves this next scene where Juno jump scares her. She's like, hey, what are you doing? And like, ah! She like freaks her out.
Yeah.
But, and this is where she finally tells Juno. She's like, hey, I saw something.
Yeah. And Juno, like I said, blows her off.
Oh, after the cave-in, huh? That's when you bring that up?
Good time. Yeah, I know. Yeah, so Juno is telling Holly, like, hey, that wasn't daylight what you saw. That was phosphorus. It glows. That's why I told you not to run like a fucking moron. So the women keep going slowly because they kind of have to hobble Holly along, who screams every time, which is valid.
Yeah, that would probably suck.
And then they are climbing to a new spot and they just find like hundreds of bones. Like it's animal bones everywhere, which means something is killing creatures and bringing it to its little killing spot. Uh-oh.
I want to know how long these things are. Well, I guess we know from the 100-year-old anchor thing that they've been around for like 100 years, right? These cave creatures.
So my question is the people who are down there, or like the creatures who are down there, or is that the people who went down 100 years ago and just kind of like morphed into these things, or did they get eaten by these weirdo creature things? We don't really know.
Good question. The point is, there are so many bones there. So many bones.
Yeah.
Like this has to be like multi-generational cave creatures.
Yeah.
But fuck, they eat too much. It's such a waste, you know? Break open that bone marrow and drink that shit.
Get a salad. So, they freak out because of the hundreds of bones. And then they see a creature behind them, but it runs off into the cliffs. But then the creatures start to circle the women, who are freaking out justifiably. And they pick a tunnel, but Sarah tells Juno to ditch the flare because even though they're blind... So, because one of the characters says they're blind later, but they're attracted to the light. So, I don't know if they can see light, kind of, but not define shapes because it's dark down there. It doesn't matter.
I think it's a change in their environment, which they notice, but they can't really actually see what's going on. I'm not sure.
That makes sense.
Also, when they get above the water, because they climb the waterfall, and they use Holly's camera infrared thing to see the bone graveyard, because
that's right,
there's no really, I mean, they have the headlamps, but you really can't see what's going on, so they use that to see like, oh shit, there's a lot of bones. This is also the first time that Juno's little lighter trick doesn't work, so she doesn't know where to go, which is what kind of causes the panic, because they're like, I don't know, just pick a tunnel. And that's when they hear the screaming and they start coming after her, and it's like, or all right.
Thank you. I did not write that detail down. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Sarah tells Juno to kill the flare, and then a creature runs up and attacks Holly, like just rips into her neck. Not Dracula style. Not gentle at all. Not romantic. He just and rips a chunk out of her neck and she bleeds out and dies. But Juno keeps trying to get the body of Holly. Like she keeps Holly's dead. Stop pulling Holly's body.
Yeah. I mean, does she know that? I don't know if she knows Holly's dead.
Maybe not.
But like kind of keep going, like Sam, Becca, and Sarah kind of keep moving on. And then, which this is interesting because we're about to get into this scene here in a second here, but I'll come back to this. But so basically, like Juno and the creature are fighting over Holly's body. So she's trying to pull it one way. The creature keeps pulling the other way. Finally, Juno hits one of the creatures with the axe, and then Holly's dragged away. And then it's just her, like Juno and one of the creatures one-on-one. So she's like fighting that thing. And she's actually able to kill
him. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like
badass.
It's Juno's fault they're down there. And Juno fucks up a lot. And Juno was sleeping with Sarah's husband, but Juno is final girl material. Like, she is the fighter in this group. And so it's weird that she's a bad guy, basically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, so like Jack said, she is stabbing this creature to death, and then she hears a noise and she turns and just stabs without looking because she thinks it's a creature. And she just stabs Beth right in the neck with a pickaxe. And it's, ooh, it is rough.
Pretty fucked up. And Juno is, you know, obviously affected by this. She's like, oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah, she didn't mean to.
No. But.
Which is weird because of the narrative later, but we.
Yeah, so what happens is Beth's laying there bleeding out from the neck, which would be a terrible death, especially with all these cannibal things around. And Juno just leaves her. She doesn't do the mercy kill or anything. She just leaves.
Yeah, which the first time I watched it, the narrative, I was like, okay, well, what else was she supposed to do? But then, yeah, she doesn't stay with her. She didn't fight for the body like she did with Holly. It's very lackluster compared to her reaction to when it happened to Holly.
Here's the point I just thought of. All the others leave when Holly's on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Juno's left to, like, try to get Holly herself. So aren't they kind of guilty of the same thing?
Yeah, I think Juno gets less grace because it's her fault they're down there. But, yeah, I agreed.
And Juno directly responsible for Beth's death. I suppose that's the other thing. But, like, I think the biggest thing that, like, later on that happens is, like, they're pissed that Juno didn't do a mercy kill on Beth.
Mm-hmm.
After the fact. She just left her there to die, which is pretty fucked up.
She does, but she pulls something off of Juno's neck. Beth pulls something off of Juno's neck.
It's like a little, like, feather, a gold feather medallion thing.
Yeah. It says, like, love every day or something stupid like that. Sorry. Something sweet like that. Love every day.
I hold on to my medallion. It says hate every night. So, I mean, I kind of get it. It's the opposite of it, but.
Yeah, same vibes. So, we should also say that when the girls have basically split up by accident. Like, so Sam and Rebecca are going this way. And Sarah was running, but I think she fell and, like, cracked her head, which is why she's passed out for this part.
Again, this is so confusing because it's dark and they're all fucking white women. It's so hard to keep track of who, what the fuck's going on.
Well, and it's fast, too. It happens very quickly.
What ends up happening is, and I had to cross out so many names because, like, it wasn't until, like, way later I figured out who was who. But Sarah falls in a hole and, like, slams her head against a rock and it breaks her headlamp and also fucks her head up. And she kind of, like, I guess, goes unconscious for a little bit. While Becca and Sam continue to run.
Yeah. So now Juno is by herself because Holly and Beth are dead. Asterisk.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah is unconscious and Sam and Rebecca are running. So Sarah wakes up. And so she is looking through the camera, like Jack said earlier, to not see the light. But she's able to, like, see all these bodies through the infrared light on the camera without actually lighting a flare or anything to draw attention to herself. And then she hears a creature, and she can just kind of see the creatures feeding on people. I think they're feeding on Beth.
Yeah, there's, like, a thump, and it, like, there's, like, a, like, something falls down. And I think it's Holly, actually, that falls.
Oh, okay.
So she just, like, has Holly fall right in front of her, and then all the creatures, like, descend. Like, there's, like, a bunch of them. It's not just one of these.
That makes more sense that it would be Holly. Yeah. Okay. And so now we're back to Rebecca and Sam, who are wandering through the caves with the green flare, but the light attracts the creatures, but they hear them, and so they hide. And then it's kind of jumpy. So now we're back to Sarah, who makes a noise by accident, but then she, like, recognizes that the creatures notice her when she makes a noise, not seeing her so much, so she just holds very, very still, and they go back to feeding.
Understandably, like, retches as she's watching Holly get torn apart. So she's like, and then, like, that's when the monster comes to the camera. It's like examining the camera, but can't see her because she's holding very still. So, yeah, that kind of, like, tells Sarah, like, okay, they can't really see me. They can hear
them. Or smell. They can't hear or see or smell. They just must be able to hear.
And I like this, too, because, like I said, it is jumpy. But at the same time, what another character does in the cave alerts, like, the other character can hear it. So it's all connected in some way. It's not just like, you know, jumping back and forth between disparate scenes like that.
Well, I was going to say that's true because the creature is still, like, getting close to Sarah. But Juno, in a different part of the cave, is calling for Sarah. And that's the creature hears her and runs off that way. And that's why Sarah doesn't get attacked in that moment.
Saves her. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're back with Sam and Rebecca, and they actually figure out the same thing that Sarah just figured out at the same time. It's kind of cool. So that the thing is, like, one of the creatures right next to them, and they're just sitting there, like, huddled, like, laying on the rock, and they realize, like, oh, it can't see us. But then Sam's watch goes off.
Yeah.
Starts making a noise, and it immediately turns around. Luckily, she's able to, like, get it off her wrist in time and, like, throws it away.
Mm-hmm.
And so the creature's interested or, like, puzzled about the watch because it keeps making the noise. But then Juno yells again, and then that creature jumps off and, like, leaves them alone as well.
Yeah. So now that the creatures are gone from the room Sarah's in, which was the big cave with all the bones where Beth and Holly got attacked, Sarah kind of crawls over to Beth, and she just, like, starts pillaging Beth's body because she thinks Beth is dead. So, I mean, fair enough. Get the supplies.
This is Holly's body.
Oh. Because
she sees the bandaged leg. And, like,
okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, because what they ended up doing for the splint is they use one of the axes, and so she's able to, like, knife the axe off of her leg, off of Holly's leg.
That's what she was doing. I was so hard to see.
Again,
thank you.
I didn't know what the fuck Sarah was doing. So she's like, there's all this, like, grunting and groaning and shit, and she's, like, doing something. She's, like, MacGyvering something, and she finally uses her, like, caliper or the hanging calipers, whatever you want to call them.
The carabiner.
Carabiner, thank you. And she's, like, using his flint to, like, spark gas. Because she found, like, a little canister that was full or half full or whatever. And, like, makes a torch. So she lights it on
fire. I must have been writing. I missed half of this shit.
It is so hard to see what's going on. Because she's bent down, like, by Holly's body and just, like, doing all this stuff. And when she finally lights the fire, it's like, oh, okay. This whole time she's trying to make, like, a little impromptu torch thing.
Okay. Well, thank you. I missed all that shit.
I had to go back several times.
So. Okay. So Rebecca and Sam keep moving, and the creature attacks Rebecca, but she fights back, and then Juno snaps the creature's neck. So now Rebecca, Sam, and Juno have joined up, and Sarah is still by herself.
Yeah, Juno is the one that encountered the snapping of the neck for the creature. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, Juno proving her worth.
She is amazing. She's awesome.
Yeah. So Juno tells Rebecca and Sam that Holly and Beth are both dead because she thinks Beth is dead.
Right.
But she doesn't tell them that she accidentally killed Beth. She's like, oh, they're both dead.
She just says she didn't make it, which is a nice omission.
Yeah. On there. You could say it was an accident because it was an accident. Now they are taking the time. Rebecca wants to keep moving, but Juno says, wait, let's examine this. So Sam is examining the dead body of the creature. And Juno's like, what can you tell us about this? Like, you're going to be a doctor. Sam's like, okay, well, they're blind, which whatever. And that they use sound like bats to find us. So,
yeah,
just kind of gathering more information.
One thing that Juno points out, which I thought was a smart thing to say, is she said that the creatures get their prey from the surface. So that must mean there's another way out of
here.
And she mentions that the creatures bring them from the surface to the down in the cave so that they can all feed on it.
Which I think is where that dead deer that they saw at the beginning of the movie must have come from.
Right, exactly. And then Juno talks about the old climbing gear and how the climbers back then that came down mark their way. So there's, like, arrows pointing which way to get out. They, like, mark their way out of the cave. So that's, as she's running and kind of screaming everyone's name and trying to find everyone in the chaos, she's finding all these arrows, and that's what she's referring to. Like, I think there's a way out. We just got to follow those to get back to the surface.
Oh, my God. I missed so much writing down for this movie. Thank you.
It's so dark. Jeez.
Anyways. Yes. All good points. Thank you, Jack. And glad you're here.
Ironically, the bad guy, good guy, Juno, says we can't leave without finding Sarah because she's the only one that's not accountable.
Yeah. Okay. And again, I know I don't have siblings, but, like, maybe this is why we don't travel with siblings, because Rebecca and Sam are like, nah, fuck Sarah, she's dead. And Juno's like, we have to at least look. And they're like, nah, I got my sister. Fuck everybody else.
I mean,
okay.
Fair.
Not rude. Fair. What? We'll see. You have siblings. So how dare you? Whatever. Anyways, it's fine. So yeah, Sarah wants, I'm sorry, Juno wants to find Sarah. Rebecca and Sam are like, fuck that, because yeah. they're dicks.
Sure.
So Sarah finds Beth.
Yes.
We're back to Sarah. Sarah finds Beth, who's not quite dead yet, but she is dying.
It's amazing she's still alive.
It's really impressive.
Because it also means that the creatures didn't kill her right away. They, like, carried her to the hole and threw her down there.
Yeah. Yeah, like, saving her little body for later.
Yeah, all yeah, right. yeah.
So then, at first, Sarah's trying to, like, oh, it's okay, like, I'll save you. Like, girl, you're not going to be able to carry her. She's dying.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
But you, like we said earlier, you get the sense that like Beth is really the only person who's been there for Sarah. So I get it. And then Beth tells Sarah not to trust Juno. She's like, no, Juno did this to me. And it's like, she did. It was not on purpose, but she did leave you. So
It's a very murky, like, moral dilemma.
Yeah.
And well, but obviously, then Beth, like, slicing of the neck was not good, but
not great.
Not great.
0 out of 10. But then Beth hands Sarah the little feather keychain that she pulled off of Juno and doesn't say anything like, hey, by the way, girly pop, Juno was totes banging your husband. Ooh, sorry, I didn't tell you.
Oh,
Didn't find the right time. Like, I'm guessing that this must have been Paul's keychain or something. And that's like Juno had it. And that signified all Sarah needed to know.
The dumb saying was a dumb thing her dumb dead husband used to say.
No. Well, it's still dumb.
It's very dumb. It matches his dumb energy. So it's, yeah, it makes sense.
Rest in peace, dumb Paul. Just kidding. Sorry, your husband died.
RIP.
No, RIP. God, even Paul deserves an RIP.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. So yeah, that's apparently all the information Sarah needs. And she's like, ugh, fuck Juno. And it's like, Paul already did fuck Juno. Hey.
Yeah. And Beth is like, basically like, find your own way out. Don't go to Juno and leave with her. She's like, just find your own way out of there. Which
is shitty advice.
It is.
Like, okay, you all need each other to get out of this cave, but whatever.
I'm sorry you died that way, Beth. And it is a disgrace to your name. But like, you are literally in this together. You're in a cave system trying to get out of here. Like, you would think you'd want to use, like, band together and cooperate. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah, like, murder her later. It's fine.
Yeah, do it in the real world. When it's light out.
Yeah. It's all good, girly pop.
It's like, we're in a real world.
And then she... Yeah, so Beth asks Sarah to mercy kill her because Beth knows she's not getting out of here. She's like, please, don't let these creatures kill me. You've got to kill me. And Sarah's like, oh, I can't. And then she does, so that's good. So Sarah mercy kills Beth, which I appreciate.
This is where Sarah turns, and she's the true protagonist. Oh, yeah. Now.
Suddenly Sarah's a badass. Shut the fuck up, Sarah, you dork.
She is. Sid?
A dork?
She's a badass dork.
Well, she's something. So, yes. Yeah, so Sarah's suddenly a badass because she killed her friend who's already dying.
I think it's more just like she is now numb. She is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
She's done the impossible.
That's a better way to say that. Yeah. Because this is the only person she's got left. That's right. Fair point. That's a better way to say that. So the creature attacks Sarah.
It's a little baby one.
And she kills it.
She kicks it to death, which is hilarious.
She does. She's like, meh. I hate all children now, even the creepy ones.
Now, Sid, this is where it becomes less of a sexist movie because a woman creature comes out and sees the dead, disgusting, mutated cave creature baby and is like, oh, that sucks. And she goes after Sarah. She's like, I'm going to kill
this. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. And Sarah runs away and falls in a pool of blood. This is so disgusting.
Okay, that makes more sense because I thought it was a mate. I didn't realize it was a child. And I don't know if maybe that was mom or something, but yeah.
I think so, yeah.
That makes more sense. Okay, yeah, so Sarah falls in a pool of blood, which makes her look cool and badass.
Luckily, she throws the torch happens to go to the other side without touching the blood. So it's still a light. It's still lit. So thank God we can still see.
Thank God.
But Sarah pulls a carry, and she it's like a reverse carry. She like rises out of the blood pool,
oh yeah,
and is, you know, it's mostly because she knows that thing's chasing her and she doesn't want to, like, alert it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing's in the freaking pool with her, so it doesn't end up attacking her.
Yeah, but, and I will give her credit because this was good, she finds a deer antler and just stabs the creature right in the eyeball.
It's so great.
There's so much.
These creatures are so easily
loud.
And loud.
They're so loud. God. Yes, they're also easy to kill, apparently.
Like, I'm sorry. If you put my eye out, I'm still coming swinging. I'm not dead.
You're like, I might punch the wall, but I will try to punch you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So another creature's, they're coming out. So she does a smart thing and plays dead, which, especially since she's covered in blood, was a very good idea.
Yep.
Oh, and the creature's like crawling around. It doesn't notice her. And then she kills the creature, but I did not write down how. But it must have been a good death because Jack just got excited.
It's a fucking great death. So the creature walks away and she grabs a femur bone and like stands up. And then the creature is like, wait, what? And then like turns around and she just smashes its soft little brain or head into pieces. It's so good. Oh,
must have been too gross for me. Yes, apparently it was next.
You're covering your eyes, huh? Instead of writing down.
Oh, God. Yeah. Exactly.
This is where Sarah looks badass. She's just completely covered in blood. She has the torch in one hand and then the bone in the other. And she just screams. She's like, no! And of course, the rest of the group hears that. So they know she's alive.
Yes. And this is where Rebecca and Sam are like, she's dead. I'm like, you just heard her screaming. But maybe they thought she was screaming because some creature attacked her.
Yeah, I would put that together and say so, yes. But Juno still wants to save her. And I think it's more out of guilt at this point than anything.
Yeah, 1,000%. So a huge group of creatures find Juno and they chase her.
Yeah. Becca and Sam like go through a little crack and Juno is the last one. And she turns around because she hears the clicking noises that the things make. And just like that. But she like yells run, which alerts them. So it's like, what are you doing?
Run! Yeah.
Why don't you just like sneak into the hole and like not say anything? Maybe they wouldn't find you so quickly.
Like Juno would not survive the quiet place.
God, no, she's been loud this whole movie.
Mm-hmm. So they run up there at that cliff's edge where they were before. And so Sam, for no fucking reason, decides she needs to prove herself. So she's trying to climb across alone. So to put up the carabiners again to like help get everyone to safety. But Rebecca and June are like, get down, come back. But Sam's like, nah, I'm going to prove myself like an idiot. Yeah.
Juno says that she doesn't have enough rope. So I guess that's the thing that's stopping her from, well, because if she doesn't have the rope, she can't throw it back across to get them there. So it is really kind of stupid. Pointless. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely stupid. So Sam is still trying to escape, but her hands are bleeding. She's having a hard time. And then a creature just crawls across the ceiling that Sam is dangling on and just swipes at her neck, like just. But before Sam dies, she reaches up with a knife and just kills the creature. And then she bleeds out and dies. So thanks, Sam. Stabs
it with a knife.
Stabs it.
And, she has
and
a
then a
cool...
creature just attacks and kills Rebecca. Go ahead. She has a cool what?
Sam has a cool death. Well, cool death. She's like hanging from the rope and she's like bleeding out upside down, which is disgusting, but it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then Rebecca gets grabbed and like pulled down the little like chute thing that Juno's standing by, and she gets ripped apart, and they like start chewing her stomach and stuff. It's really disgusting, and I hated it.
Yeah, it was gross. And I will give Juno this, now that she's done fighting over Holly's dead body, she seems to know when it's time to cut and run and not randomly fight with creatures, so we're learning.
Yep.
Creature knocks Juno into the water, but she kills it underwater, which was badass.
Yeah, so
and
the
then
one,
she comes up for air.
Yeah, the creature that Sam stabs with the knife falls into. So this little chasm, the pit, there's water at the bottom. So Juno actually doesn't die, which is kind of like, okay, that worked out in her favor. But the thing finds her underwater and she finds the knife and like wrenches it around and like actually kills the thing. Again, these things are so delicate. Like you just put the knife a little bit, like an inch up and then they're dead. And it's just like, okay.
Skin like tissue paper.
Mm-hmm.
So she starts climbing up the cliff and then Sarah finds her and pulls her up. So they've found each other and reunited. Sarah asks Juno, and Juno's like, oh, everyone else is dead. It's just you and me, lol. And then Sarah, like...
She's pissed.
Yeah.
She's trying.
I mean, rightly so.
She has some rage in her that she's holding back, and it doesn't look like she's doing a very good job. I mean, she is holding it back, but you can tell she's very upset with Juno.
I think she's using Juno right now to, like, get closer to the exit. Absolutely. Which, again...
Smart.
Juno's a survivor, so I would stick with her, too. They find more creatures, and I think I wrote, I wrote down yet another dark battle, boring, with, like, a sad face. Because, oh my god, bro. Okay, we get it.
Also, like, their little escape through the caves, they have so many fucking flares left. They're using one every time they enter a new room. And, like, before, Juno's, like, telling Beth, like, don't fucking light that flare for the cave. You have 20,000 left. Like, come on.
Yeah. So during, I wrote this down. So during the cave battle, apparently Sarah pops the eyeballs of one of the creatures, which is gross.
Apparently. It lingered on it, and she was enjoying it.
Yeah, because then I wrote down Juno kills another, and Sarah finger fucks the eye sockets for a while. Which, like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
That's what my notes say.
Well, you are accountable for what you wrote in your notes. So, yeah, that's quite the sentence there.
Ooh, sorry. But, yeah, what? She just kind of, like, keeps her fingers in the eyeball sockets for a while. Like, vengeance, I guess? Gross.
There's... They fight a lot of them, and...
Yeah.
I will say, like, Juno was having trouble with just one of them when before she was, like, knocking out a bunch. Sarah's just, like, punching them left and right like the Matrix. She's just, like, fending them off, no problem.
Sarah's got the rage. She's the white lady rage.
Gouging eye... Well, it's real. Gouging eyeballs. She bites one of them and rips off their skin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She also spits on it. There's so much spitting in this movie.
Which, ew. I guess, is a huge insult for the Brits.
I don't know. Like, ew, right? They're like, you know what I'm going to do to you now? Puh. Like, okay.
Oh, yay, World War III started. It. Great.
Puh. So.
Yeah, Sarah's in a royal rumble with these fuckers. Like, she's just like, one at a time, throwing them out of the ring. Like, it's just, it's crazy. And again, they're like so soft scold because she's just like, boom. And then it's like smashes their head in. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Let's get ready to rumble. So, after Sarah's little battle, she then confronts Juno about fucking Paul, Sarah's dead husband. And Juno just kind of looks at her, and then they have this stare off. I don't know. I didn't write it down, so I assume that's what she did.
Hold on.
I think I was kind of done with this movie.
I can tell. Okay. Let me describe this. This is awesome.
All right.
So, okay. They kill them all. And then Juno's like, yeah, we did it. And Sarah has her weapon raised, like the axe raised, like she's about to strike Juno.
Yeah.
And she just lets the little trinket thing fall, the little gold feather. And so Beth's like, fuck. She knows what happens to Beth. And then she just like fucking whacks her leg with the axe. Yeah. I will say, she's Sarah, nice. She leaves her the weapon, though.
I guess. Well, she hobbled her. Like, she stabs her in the knee with a fucking pickaxe. Yeah. Like, she's just leaving her there for a slow death.
Which is exactly what... Thing. No, oh, sure. No. Exactly. And that's exactly what Juno did to Beth. So it's like a payback thing.
I guess. It's probably just because I don't like Sarah, but I was like, okay, you did it. And she's standing there with blood in her face, like, I'm like, okay, yeah, you're a badass. Relax.
Sarah's like full on Carrie in this moment.
She just drove me nuts, and I wanted Juno to live, even though Juno is terrible.
Yeah, but she's left behind. She gets attacked by a bunch of creatures, and you can hear her screaming as Sarah's escaping.
Yeah, Juno is no more.
Yep.
Which at least Juno had an epic death, I guess.
Sure.
So Sarah tries to climb out. She falls onto a pile of bones. And kind of knocks herself out, and she hears her dead daughter giggling again. And we should mention, every time her dead daughter giggles, she holds up like a cake, like a birthday cake, to blow out. I'm gonna blow out my candles, mommy. Like, shh, you're dead. Stop it.
Forever 11, or whatever she was.
Forever 11. So, yeah. So Juno wakes up, and I'm sorry, Sarah wakes up on the pile of bones, and she can see sunlight. She's like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, I'm finally gonna make it. So she crawls out. She makes it through the forest. She does a dramatic pop-up. is the noise she makes.
There's
she's
a so really loud. Cool. Yeah, she's loud. She's gasping. There's a really cool shot where it's just her from the side climbing up a fucking mountain of bones.
Yeah,
it's that was so cool. But these things, how long have they been here? Like, this is insane how much they eat. There's
Jack is calling the monsters fat.
No, but like, it just like there's leaves everywhere. Just eats. Just go vegetarian, you shitheads. Like, they have so much food around them. It's all right next to the mouth of the cave.
I like how you're more worried about them needing to consume like more of a vegetarian diet.
I'm not worried. I'm concerned.
I'm concerned. For
what
your
a
health,
fucking
actually.
Diet. Yeah. Like, throw some greens in there. Like, all of them are dying from heart attacks. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe that's why their skull's so thin.
You took my joke. I thought from you.
Sorry. Go ahead, Lamb. You can say it. Not my part. You say it.
Too much meat makes you brittle. I don't know. You got it. You got it. One.
Too much meat makes you brittle. You know, those people on the carnivore diet famously have like super skin, thin, like baby skulls that you can just boop.
Oh, wait a second. This goes into the whole theory. That's why their heads get caved in so easily. No milk or plants.
No. You know, all that milk you famously find in plants.
Milkweed, sure.
Oh, there you go, milkweed.
That's the only one.
Gotta milk them almonds.
Yeah, almond milk is good, though. It slaps. All right.
Honestly, if I was forced to drink almond milk, I would be a fucking carnivore that would go live in the caves. So, no.
Whatever.
Almond milk sucks. It fucking
you
sucks.
You suck.
Yeah, give me some blood. I'll suck some blood. I don't give a shit.
Just like Dracula. All right. Moving on.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I'm going to be dressed as crusty like the mummy. Come on.
No. Ew. What the fuck was I?
She gets out.
What's happening?
She,
I know.
She gasps when she bursts out of the fucking cave womb.
Kind of, yeah. It is a bit of a cave womb.
Reborn?
So she runs crying and screaming. Again, rightly so. These are all normal reactions. She just drives me up the wall, and I feel bad about it.
She does
didn't really do anything wrong.
She screams and wails as she runs to the forest. It's kind of a weird vibe.
And she's very flaily, yeah. So flaily, she gets to the car, drives away. She stops the car to cry, and then she vomits, which rightly
Hold on.
So. Yeah. Yes, Jack.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you once again, Sid. Is this a surprise?
What, Jack?
Dead in your tracks. Good thing they didn't lock the fucking cars. Good thing they left the keys in the visor, too. Otherwise, Descent 2, return for the keys.
It's just going to be her banging on the truck and like dying of starvation down next to the Jeep.
Just sorting through the bones trying to find the keys of their car. That's what I'm like. Where's the Beamer key?
Yeah, good point.
Anyway, yeah, she almost gets hit by a lumber truck, which Final Destination much?
Yeah, and then she's sitting in the car crying, and she sees a dead Juno in the car, and she freaks out, and that's kind of the end of the movie.
That's who that was?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's supposed to be like a manifestation of her guilt. But I will say, okay, I need to say this. This is not the original ending, okay? This was filmed overseas first, and their original ending is that Sarah wakes up on the pile of bones and she's like, oh, and she makes it out and gets to the car, drives away, vomits. Juno's dead ghost is there. Woohoo. But then she wakes up again and she's in the cave because she never actually made it out. And the creatures eat her and she dies. Much better ending.
What?
But they decided that ending was too like sad for American audiences. So they gave her the happy, like, you made it, girl. I prefer the original ending.
If it would have been truly American, it would have pulled a play from Iron Man, which of course was out after this, where she like goes to McDonald's after she's done with this whole ordeal.
Oh,
and gets
I didn't
a burger.
See
what the? Oh.
I didn't see Iron Man. Wait, if I did, it was a long time ago.
The point is, he's like held against his will, and he's like first thing he wants to do when he goes back to America, I want a cheeseburger. And
that's that would be an American ending.
Yeah,
yes, it is. But Sarah's British, so it'd be like beans on
Hello.
Fish or something.
Chips and fish. Chips and fish and chips. I mean, shit.
Perfect. Ta-da.
I switched the order. It's different.
Yeah. So
Jesus Christ,
that's the movie. Yay! Oh wow, I wrote like a whole
it was rough
journal entry here.
Oh yeah,
I think it's just me.
Do share
kvetching. No, it's just me kvetching about who died and who I thought should have lived, kvetching? Which I kind of said that throughout the whole episode. Yeah, it's Yiddish, I think.
Oh.
Pretty sure.
Means to complain or grumble. Yeah, that sounds right.
Shut the fuck up. Leave me alone, Chad.
I didn't. Hey, no, I learned something. Kvetching.
Kvetching. Yeah. This, I think I said this before, like, I know a lot of people like this movie, and I could see why. Like, it's fast, it's bloody, there's creatures, it's scary, it's a mostly female cast. It is an all-female cast.
Except for Paul.
But, like, except for Paul, but fuck Paul. He's dead.
Yeah, he dies fast.
But, like, action horror is not really my bag. I think it's also why I don't really like slashers, because we don't really get to know the characters that well. It was dark, and creature feature's not my thing. But I know a lot of people love it, so I think I'm in the minority. So if this is sounds like your bag, definitely go watch it.
Sid, I actually absolutely agree with you. It is.
Yeah.
I can see why people like it, but it's mm-hmm. everything I hate in a movie. So I don't like it. I don't like the fucking claustrophobia. The part where they're going through the fucking little wormhole and army crawling and going through the water, that's my worst nightmare. And then it's getting eaten by vampiric cannibals or whatever in a cave.
Fair.
God, yeah, this whole movie was so rough.
But it is, it's, the acting is good. The effects are, like, it does get you that creep vibe and, like.
And it's paced if this well. Is your,
yeah, it, yeah, it moves quickly. So if this is your vibe, like, definitely check it out. Like, Jack and I think, are just not the right audience for this. And that's okay.
But hey, we're here so anyways, your horror guinea pigs.
Yes. So Sarah, unfortunately, not Juno or Beth, makes it out. So what are we giving her to drink?
Well, I'm going to make her life a living hell.
Yeah.
She is going to get a pitch black Manhattan.
Oh.
This is off of wearecosina.com. What is in this is 2 ounces of gold rum, 1 ounce of sweet vermouth, 3 dashes of Angostura bitters. I probably fucked that up. Half a teaspoon of activated charcoal. So you put all this together.
Oh.
And the charcoal makes it pitch black. It's actually pretty cool. I'm watching the video here. But so I don't know. I'm sure it tastes just like a Manhattan, but it's just you can't see anything, which is what I've witnessed through this movie.
See it. Fair.
You said?
All right. So I went to Shaken Not Scared website, and they I think because they watched it and then they paired this drink with it. So they made a cave dweller sangria.
Mm.
Clever.
Clever.
Yeah. Clever. So they said fruit of choice, 1 bottle of red wine, 3 cups of tequila, 4 cups of pomegranate juice, and 4 cups of blood orange soda.
Wow. That's a lot. And then
I think they just, because they make it in a punch bowl. So they're just making a bunch. But yeah, you just dump everything in the punch bowl, add ice, and stir. Wow. Okay.
Tequila and wine is a real fucking, that's a decision.
It's a choice.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd make that choice. I don't think I'd feel too good the next day, but it is a choice. Yeah.
But, you know.
So that's the descent.
We're punishing Sarah. It was.
We are punishing
Sarah. Dark, scary, gory, and short.
And short. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true, too. Like, if you've got an hour and a half to kill, you can watch this movie. So if you would like to tell us your thoughts, or that we are wrong, or that we're right, you can reach out to us on Final Femme Podcast on Instagram or finalfempodcast@gmail.com. You can also please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. It helps more people to find us, and we really want to grow our engagement. So we appreciate your help. And Jack, what are we watching next time?
We're watching Rubber from 2010. God. Rubber from 2010. Not Flubber. Don't get it wrong. Sid, are you frozen?
This is a movie about a haunted tire, and I'm concerned.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Well, we'll find out. Anyways, tune in next time.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Oh, fuck off, Jack. Bye.
Go ahead, Sid.
No, I already said it. Goodbye. makes your ass cry.
The last taste you'll ever taste. Brown.
Are you eating ass?
I'm starting
before
it
you
off
die?
With a poop joke. Yeah.
Great.
That's what I want my last meal to be if I'm on death row. Ass.